The only thing that I'd like to point out about those statistics is that the last patient that he saw coming in to be included in that data was last November. It's going to be July 2012 before all of those patients have reached their conclusion. So remember, this is preliminary data. And one of the NAPRO doctors, I remember working in NAPRO technology, they phoned me up and said, I don't know what's wrong with NAPRO. I'm not getting any pregnancies. And I'm nearly a year in practice. I've hardly any babies. And I said, just wait. Around the one-year mark, that's when they all come thundering in. And literally, nearly on cue, around the one-year mark, loads and loads of positive tests started to come in. Because there's something where somebody relaxes into the treatment, there's a certain intensity in the beginning where our success rate is quite low. So this is very much preliminary data, and I think you'll find that when it gets the conclusion of all of those patients, the numbers will be, in fact, quite a bit higher. So if we've no questions? Yes, Tatiana. So the question is, for Hashimoto's with very high thyroid antibodies of 6,000 or more, do you advise them to try and get pregnant or not?
Bardzo dużo pacjentek cierpi z powodu niedomogi, niedoczynności tarczycy.
So a lot of patients have suffer from Hashimoto disease, so it's... Nie?
No, no, niedoczynność tarczycy, nie Hashimoto, to zupełnie co innego. Niedomoga tarczycy, mniejsza
nitraca. So it's dysfunction of the thyroid.
Subclinical. Mm-hmm. Niskie dawki hormonów tarczycy bardzo usprawniają pracę i płodność człowieka.
So low dosage of thyroid hormones work well in those women.
Ja w swojej pracy staram się, aby TSH było poniżej 2.
So I try in my work, in my practice, to maintain the TSH rates below 2.
Kiedyś będąc na dużym kongresie w Białymstoku dotyczącym niepłodności...
I took part in a huge conference about infertility in Białystok.
Dowiedziałem się od jednego z profesorów amerykańskich endokrynologów.
So there was one endocrinologist from America there.
Że dysfunkcja tarczycy to bardzo duża grupa niepłodności małżeńskiej.
So that I found out then that the thyroid problems, dysfunctions, it constitute a huge group in infertility.
Realizując program in vitro, nigdy na to nie zwracaliśmy uwagi.
So while we were working in IVF, we never paid attention to thyroid.
Dzisiaj wiem, jak jest to ważne.
So today I know how important the thyroid is.
Wśród tych 70 poczęć jest kilkanaście pacjentek z taką subkliniczną niedomogą tarczycy.
So among those 70 patients who conceived in the group that I showed, some of them, a few of them, had this suboptimal dysfunction of thyroid.
Ktoś z endokrynologów powiedział mi ostatnio, że niedomoga tarczycy, której my nie odczuwamy dla spania, chodzenia, biegania, pisania, sprzątania.
So one of the endocrinologists said that there are certain cases in which the thyroid problems, dysfunctions, don't give us any other symptoms, like insomnia or problems with everyday life.
To nasza płodność już to odczuwa, już cierpi, jest najbardziej delikatnym obszarem naszego, funkcją naszego organizmu.
So the fertility can be influenced by the thyroid problems before we ever get any other symptoms.
Dlatego na pewno należy na funkcję tarczycy bardzo zwracać uwagę.
That's why the thyroid is extremely important in infertility treatment.
My experience, I had patients with very high level antithyroid antibodies, even more than 6,000. And after elimination diet after the treatment, we have lower this, and we can see that if we lower the antithyroid antibodies, it's more possible to get pregnant. So we treat, we treat.
We have a question from the webinar. Hand up. Who's your question for Tracy, please?
For our last speaker.
Tadeusz.
Yes?
Just wondering if you can comment on how your IVF colleagues have taken to changing to a restorative approach. Obviously, it's a very different approach. Maybe just briefly your experience with them and how you're reaching out to them. And thank you for your phrase, journey.
The colleagues, right, how they reacted on his leaving,
yes.
Right? Okay. So the question was how the Dr. Tadeusz Wasilewski's colleagues, peers, reacted on his leaving the IVF business. Jak zareagowali koledzy na twoje opuszczenie ośrodka IVF, zmianę w ogóle życia i bardzo podziękowała.
Reagują do dzisiaj.
So I can feel the reaction until today.
Bardzo mnie szanują, bo miałem świetne wyniki w programie in vitro.
So, however, they respectfully they respect me a lot because I had great effectiveness in IVF practice.
I raptem odszedł do kościoła.
And then he gave up and he went to church.
A ja w tym miejscu jestem szczęśliwy, bo nauka nie wyklucza wiary, a wiara nauki.
But I'm happy where I am because the faith doesn't exclude that it's not contradictory with science and on the other way round.
I jestem głęboko przekonany, im dłużej pracuję w tym zawodzie.
And I'm deeply convinced. The more time I spent in this clinic of mine.
Że tarczyca, dieta, endometrioza są bardzo ważne.
That the thyroid problems, diet and endometriosis are very important.
Ale to Pan Bóg mówi ostatnie słowo.
But this is God that has the last word here.
Jestem szczęśliwym, spełnionym lekarzem.
So I'm a very happy doctor.
We'll just take maybe one or two more questions, and don't forget to fill out your evaluation forms. We value your feedback, positive or negative, just so that we can learn from it and hopefully improve through audit and experience to hopefully improve our next conference. Thank you. Well, we might just take one last question, Robbie Butler.
Just a very brief question for Dr.
Wasilewski.
Do you have an opportunity to teach medical students, or is there any provision for that in Poland to introduce them to this technology in their lectures, in their daily education?
So the question is, does he have an opportunity? Does he have an opportunity to introduce NAPRO technology to medical students?
W ciągu tych dwóch lat istnienia firmy.
So since I established my clinic.
Byłem w każdym miejscu w Polsce 75 razy.
So I gave 75 lectures throughout Poland.
Mówiąc po 3-4 godziny.
And I was giving lectures for 2-3 or 4 hours.
O programie in vitro i o NAPRO technologii.
About IVF and NAPRO technology.
W Wśród tych ludzi było mnóstwo studentów.
So among my my audience there were a huge number of students.
Rozumiem, że to było spontaniczne.
I understand this was spontaneous.
Obiecuję panu, że będę walczył o to, żeby naprotechnologia mogła wejść w obszar uniwersytetów medycznych.
And I promise you that I will do my best to make naprotechnology a normal agenda of universities.
Mam na to swój prywatny pomysł.
I have my own plan to do this.
Statistic must will be the best naprotechnology. Thank you very much.
Thank you.